Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
There's a little bit of Augusta in everything we do.
I still wake up about three times a year in a cold sweat watching that thing go in.
This is AJ and Dusty on Masters Week.
Brought to you by Langdon Farms Golf Club, the best course in the Northwest for year-round golf. Book your tee time at langdonfarms.com.
AJ and Dusty on 1080, The Fan.
The 85th edition of The Mess. Going on in Augusta, Georgia right now. I'm hooked. I've got my watching live up right now. I've got two. I've got my featured groups and my Amen Corner up. I've got the leaderboard up. I got double screens going on here. Justin Rose is your leader. 4 under par. Course is playing hard. Firm. No?
Cool.
Look at Joe Long, who's 10 over today. Oh, poor guy. Oh, no. These guys are getting torn up by the course. The amateurs at the Masters is always a good one. What's up?
Taking such joy in people's demise.
Oh, no. That's one of the things that I love about the Masters and watching like the U.S. Open and stuff is when professional golfers are made to look like me on the golf course. Makes me feel okay. Phil Mickelson went so far right on 11. Like, they said, I've never seen one go that far right. You know, I feel that, Phil. Lefty, I've been there, brother. I have hooked it so bad. You go, how did that happen? And professional golfers don't do that. These guys put it like exact. Like, if they miss by 3 feet, they're pissed. If I miss by 30 yards, I'm happy.
You know what my favorite golf club is to use?
What?
The hand wedge.
Ooh, you're a hand wedger, huh?
Yep.
You'll bend over, pick it up, and just toss it forward a little bit, like, whoa, whoa, whoa.
Oh, no, I aim it.
Oh, you do?
Okay. Oh, I aim it. Right. I throw it where I would like it to have landed.
Will, you got golf takes?
No.
All right.
I don't golf.
Okay. There we go.
I got tennis takes. Want some of that? French Open. Okay. Got delayed a week.
I saw that.
Yeah. COVID. Bummer. They got it bad over there in Europe right now again.
Yeah, it's not good. Not good.
Yes, it's not good at all. It's going, the cases are going up all over. Brandon Marshall is, he's making the media rounds right now. And do we not have the audio? No, we don't. It's okay. We don't have the audio right now.
Well, shoot.
I heard Will go. And I knew we weren't going to have the audio on this one. So, putting a pin in that, we'll move that to the next segment. But
good, because we get to talk about what I really want to talk about.
Yeah, Nike doing it big. We talked yesterday at this time about how they were rolling out the City Edition for the NBA jerseys. Mm-hmm. Dare I say Nike did, if Major League Baseball's were really good, the one that we've seen, the Boston Red Sox, where they went yellow and baby blue. Today, they unveiled the WNBA has new alternate uniforms. And what are they calling these ones?
They have three different names.
So they're giving the NBA treatment, which, again, this is something that we've been talking about, is when you look at the rise in ratings for the WNBA, it's because they're more visible on ESPN now, and they're actually putting the product out there. Well, also, you have got, now Nike is saying, all right, we're going to roll out jerseys, and we're going to make, just like the NBA has, you're going to have your City Edition, your, you know, classic edition. Mm-hmm. And then you're going to go, the WNBA has their own third one.
Yep.
That they're rolling out this year.
So they're calling it the Explorer Edition, the Rebel Edition, and the, I always mispronounce this word and it stresses me out because I'm not talking about drugs. I'm talking about like the like a heroine, the hero of a story, but the female.
No, no. I thought you were talking Black Tar heroine.
No. No, right. Always talking about the
All right. The
BA woman. That's okay. What we're talking about.
Yeah,
so anyway, so those are the three names of the editions, and they go hard. Like, I mostly showed up to work today so that I could use this paycheck to buy WNBA jerseys.
Oh, that's fair.
Yeah.
Whoa.
I mean, also, I really like show? Coming back. Just kidding. But they are so good, and they each one, I think Nike did such a good job of the story. We talked about it again. We talked about it with the Red Sox jerseys yesterday. People love a story, especially when you're trying to draw in new fans, which is what both Major League Baseball and the W is trying to. Everyone's always trying to draw in new fans. But the MLB, who's seeing their numbers decline and the age of their average fan go up, they're particularly emphasizing it. And the WNBA has never been more popular than it is in this moment. So they're trying to capitalize on all the new fans who are just waiting to see where Ari McDonald lands to pick their WNBA team.
That was myself. You. That was specifically that. You.
Yeah, they're targeting. I'm being targeted.
I'm going to tell you right now, there's three of these that you will see bros wearing at the beach or at music festivals soon. I'm not kidding either.
I know. They all are cool.
Like, you can sit there and, like, there's going to be people that scoff at it. Yeah, right. These are going to sell. No, if you're talking young bros at a music festival or at the beach, you will see the Chi-Town edition of the Chicago Sky, which is like, it looks kind of like a, like, remember the old New Era hats for the NFL hats that used to have like the little jagged,
the blue one or the black one?
The blue one. They used to have the jagged stripes. It looks like that. Was it breaking glass ceilings?
It's shattering glass ceilings.
There you go. And it's, that one will be there, and it says Chi-Town. It looks cool. The Indiana Fever have a Stranger Things themed uniform or jersey. You're going to see some bros in that. And then the Los Angeles Sparks have a purple one that is pretty sweet. And that one, it has like a palm tree on it. That screams bro at a music festival if I've ever seen it.
It's fantastic.
100% that is a bro at a music festival.
I love it. Phoenix's Explorer Edition jersey, that is just beautiful in the colors. Goes from orange to like a pale orange, pink, purple.
Yeah.
That's beautiful. Seattle's is awesome. Their Rebel Edition.
I don't know what that is. What one? The black one?
Yeah.
It's black.
Yeah. With the like, it's like a very cityscape Seattle lettering and numbers. And
tell me about Dallas.
Okay. So spoiler alert or warning, whatever. I am a huge World War II like history junkie.
Really?
I love learning about World War II.
What's your favorite World War II fact?
Well, so I love the
stories. I just put you on the spot.
But I'll tell you, I love the stories of World War II. I've read a lot of stories about World War II of these sort of unsung heroes of the war. So not necessarily the people who are actually going over and landing on the beach in Normandy, but the people who were behind the scenes who made it happen. And a lot of these stories are about women who, instead of planting victory gardens, they went out and did something unbelievable. There was a woman in France who led downed airmen across the Pyrenees Mountains on foot.
Oh, that's crazy.
It's a true story. True story. So one of the true stories about World War II that happened right here in the United States was the women Air Force service pilots. They're called the WASPs. And what they would do is they would test the airplanes out before they would go be used by the Army overseas. So these women would be in Texas testing out the machines, learning how to fly them, sometimes doing cargo runs. So they would fly the plane to one part of the country where then it would go on to go into combat. So the Dallas Wings are honoring the WASPs with their jersey. They're that like army green color. It's awesome. It's like an army green color. They've got the Lone Star of Texas. They've got the circle, which is sort of the same thing that was on the P-40 Warhawks, which were the planes manufactured in Texas. It's unbelievable.
That is sweet.
Yeah.
Nike did a great job.
I love it. So now I'm just posed with the problem of which ones do I purchase?
You're probably going to get all of them. Don't lie to yourself.
I don't this. Think I can afford all of them.
You're going to get them all.
I probably will.
You're going to become a shoe head and a jersey fiend now.
It's possible.
Because, by the way, you're wearing another pair of Jordans today.
I know, but they're from the kids section at the employee store.
Is that, oh, don't justify it that way.
Well, they
are. Don't say I don't. I'm not a shoe person when you have another pair of new Jordans that are kick ass.
They're not new. They're old. These are pretty old. They're pretty generic.
They look bland, brand new Jordan ones.
Well, that's because all black. That's because I take very good care of them.
That's right.
And it matches my Thorns jersey, which is happening tomorrow. The Thorns opening their NWSL season. The first sporting event, first pro sporting event in the state of Oregon to have fans in the stands since last March.
Kick ass.
I'm excited about it.
Kick ass.
And I won't be here tomorrow, so I had to wear it today. So you had to hear about it.
What? You're not going to be here tomorrow?
Spoiler alert. I was going to wait a few minutes to tell you that.
Coming up this hour, Blazers, Jazz, some good news on the horizon for Portland. But next, one former Seahawk having one heck of a week. And maybe some good news for Seattle fans. AJ and Dusty on the Fan.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
All right, here we go now. Thorne's coming back tomorrow. But yeah, I don't know. I don't know the question that came in on the text line about Thorne's going to have fans back in the stands yet. Restaurants have fewer people in outdoor sporting events. Are going to have fans here. Baseball.
Lions.
Oh, microphone. There it is. Hey.
I forgot that.
It's okay.
First day. Sorry.
What'd you say?
I said it's going to be a very small number of fans. They're going to be in compliance with Multnomah County and all of that. Well, but there will be fans in the
when
stands.
The hell are the Blazers going to get their fans back?
I have been working on that for you. I don't have an answer yet. Just for you, because I'm sure no other Blazers fans in the whole world want to know the answer to that.
Nope.
Yep.
But like, look, that this is the weird thing is that like, most of the other NBA franchises have it. You can go to high school indoor sporting events, and you can see like they're working on it. And the NBA is working with Clear,
yes,
to streamline the process and it's a screening company,
yes,
where you just download the app, plug in your info, boom, and have it screening so it's easier to get in, and every team will have it, and hopefully that helps with states like Oregon to get fans back in the stands at Blazer games.
Well, and they've been doing that with the media all season long.
Yes.
We have to use a Clear app.
Brandon Marshall, former Seahawks, short stint there. He's having quite the week because he went on, what's the Nick Wright show? I don't know, on Fox Sports 1. Is it First Things First?
Speak for Yourself.
Speak for Yourself. That's what it's called. And he had a little bit of breaking news. Are we calling this? What are we calling? Listen to what Brandon Marshall had to say.
I am about to report. This conversation is over. Russell Wilson is going to be a Seattle Seahawk for a very long time. Now, we can't predict the future. We don't know if, you know, you got so many things that can come into play down the road. We know that. But right now, Pete Carroll sat down and said, you know what? The philosophy difference, the difference in philosophy that we had, let's get on the same page. I need to give my Hall of Fame quarterback everything he needs to be successful and lead this team. They're on the same page. I would say their relationship is probably better now than it's ever been.
I couldn't figure out if that was an opinion or that was a report.
Are you being sarcastic?
Yeah.
Okay. I was like, did we not play the 30 seconds of audio where he made a difference? He like was very clear about the difference between opining and reporting.
Yeah. But it's still the delivery. The delivery was one where I was like,
well, and he set himself up to fail because he was like, I'm about to report. And then he reported it. And then he goes, well, look, we can't tell the future. All right. So I don't know. Like,
hey, like, he's just getting the hang of it. You know, he's dipping his toe in the media. He's a former wide. Like,
look, but hold on a minute. Obviously,
he's just dipping his toe in there.
That's what I was listening to. I was like, well, wait a minute. What? Didn't you just report something?
Well, yeah.
Just getting the hang of it. Cut the guy some slack.
But, I mean, we don't really know. But this is the thing, is that Brandon Marshall's probably calling his former teammates, and he's asking, like, what the hell's going on here, right? And now you're starting to see, and this is kind of going to be, this is the most, actually, I did predict it. It's the most predictable thing ever, that as mini camps and OTAs started coming, it would all start circling back around to where, all right, a trade's not going to happen. You're not going to get out of there. We've got to make sure we get through at least this season, mm-hmm. and then we'll reassess it later. Well, that's where we're at.
Yep.
And everything is fine. But the better than ever relationship, I don't know if I believe you.
I don't either, but that's a pretty high thing to hang your hat on. Because yep. I feel like Brandon Marshall is genuinely making an effort at getting into media or trying to figure out what he's going to do in his post NFL life. And something like this is how you sort of start establishing yourself as a player who's transitioning and becoming an expert in the media. Is you do have sources that nobody else has. You can call people that nobody else can call. And so to me, that's a weird and unnecessary, like, sticking out of his neck of his reputation so early in this dabbling of a new career.
Well, let's not kid ourselves. He's making up for the snafu from earlier in the week, though. Because for that, which should make Seahawks fans feel better. Mm-hmm. And look, we've been talking about all the bad things that have gone wrong in the Seahawks. Like, look, these are good things, though. It's not going to be a train wreck, and it's not going to be this irreparable relationship that was reported at times. But Brandon Marshall, boy, he had one. This is with Andre Johnson, Chad Johnson, and Brandon Marshall having a conversation about the NBA and guaranteed contracts, whether or not the contracts are guaranteed.
First of all, y'all don't even know what the f*** y'all talking about, because y'all talking about the NBA, everybody got guaranteed contracts, and it's false.
They do.
Searching this. And I'm telling you, it's the truth. Do. No, they don't. Not everybody that's on the NBA roster,
like, who?
Have a guaranteed contract.
There's two-way contracts. There's two-way contracts.
No, it's not.
And then there's the top dogs. There's the top dog.
No, it's not. There's four guys on the NBA team that got guaranteed contracts, and everybody else can be cut to nothing.
And no have land dime.
Look it up. Look it up. Look it up. It's not guaranteed. It's not guaranteed.
Tell us how you really feel.
Oh, jeez.
He was wrong.
I know.
He's going to go out there and say, yeah, he was wrong about that one.
You know, it's important to note, though, and I had to understand that, like, bring myself down to earth after seeing and listening to this. Brandon Marshall does suffer from mental illness, and he's clinically bipolar. And he
what?
Has. What?
Are you?
Did you watch the video? He's having an episode there. He's like screaming. There's veins coming out of his neck and his head. Like, yeah.
No, I mean that's a pretty far jump. They were getting into a heated discussion.
Well, I don't he turned up the heat.
Yeah.
He definitely turned the temperature up.
You watch that video?
Yeah. I mean,
looks
he was
like
upset,
he's gonna attack him.
I mean, you don't know if he's clinically bipolar, Will.
I do. He's admitted it.
Has he?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, then that is. Yeah. I mean, you said, did you see the video? And I asked you, did you know that? And you said, did you see the video?
Yeah,
so,
yeah. Yeah, okay. Yeah. He is. He's vocal about it.
Oh, my God. It's quite a jump. But that video, I mean, I watched it and I said, with him wanting to have a larger presence in social media, I go with Skip Bayless and him working at Fox Sports. Like, there is a, like, we obviously know that passionate, loud, on the edge of reporting an opinion. Does that sound like a guy that Stephen A. Smith, maybe, where you report, and you said taking his reporting seriously, getting into this, but then, you know, yelling at Skip Bayless made Stephen A. Smith a ton of money, made Skip Bayless a ton of money too.
Right.
And that passion that he has there where he's going off.
Yeah.
On this. I mean, that is, he was in Chad Johnson and Andre Johnson. The looks on their face were just like, oh my God.
Well, because everyone has been in an argument like that. And also everyone's been wrong in an argument like that. If you can tell me that you did not, honest to goodness, make an impassioned argument and then later find out you were wrong, you've never been in an argument, which everyone's been in an argument.
Oh, yeah.
So everyone's been in this situation, whether you're the arguer or the one having to listen and being argued at. Everyone's been there where you're like, man, I know this is wrong, but like, I also know I'm not going to tell, you're not going to listen to me right now. And then you've also been the one who's wrong, but convinced beyond a shadow of a doubt that you're right. And it's not until days, weeks, months, years later that you're like, oh,
because you know what?
Shoot, I was wrong.
At one point, Brandon Marshall was told
exactly
that only the top four guys have guaranteed contracts. And he's like, no, I've been told this.
I know.
This is right. And Chad Johnson went from sitting on the couch to sitting on the floor because he's just like, no, it's not. And in that moment, Brandon Marshall had been told that at one point and then got into this argument and then felt like he was getting ganged up on. So then he got pissed.
That is what
I think happened.
Yes.
And that's why he went over the edge.
Yeah.
But that is why when we take those two clips and like he's talking about conversations that he's had with people about the Seahawks, Russell Wilson, I think you're right in that he's trying to find his next move in the media.
Totally.
And that's going to be it.
And you're not going to find your footing immediately, right? Like there's so many different ways to break into sports media. You can be a Stephen A. Smith or you can be an Adrian Wojnarowski where you're breaking the news. You have this insider info, or you can be a Stephen A. Smith who's using their sources to then have very loud opinions that everyone talks about all the time.
Right.
And so if you're Brandon Marshall, and I think, I don't know about you, I think I struggled with this when I first started. I feel like it's still something that you sort of test everything out. Who do you want to be in this industry? Because different voices, there are different voices. There are people like Mina Kimes who can list 18 million statistics and back up all of her opinions with numbers that I could never understand. And then there's somebody like Taylor Rooks who has such a great relationship with so many players in the NBA that she can break news about what's going on with them, what's happening in their lives. And so I feel like this was a week where Brandon Marshall was sort of trying out both.
Yeah.
And he wasn't, it was unfortunate that the hill that he died on was inaccurate, but
yeah, I guarantee
he's trying out both.
He had, somebody told him.
Yes. He didn't just make that up.
There were only four guys.
It's kind of unfortunate too, because even before this, he did dabble in media where he, I can't remember if it was a show or just like a weekly segment he had over on the NFL Network that wasn't so much like hot take guy, but it was like the deeper side of sports analysis with players. So like he's done this before, but like what you guys are saying, they're putting him in a lane where it's like, I'm going to stick this camera in front of your face and let's hear what comes out of your mouth, which it's like, look, if you don't have the tough skin to back it up and be like, no, I'm right, or oh, I was right in this way, or whatever. Like, that's the result. Well, it's weird how they put him there. I was like, why don't you just put him back to where he was talking about player relationships?
Well, I think that like the success of things like All the Smoke podcast mm-hmm. with Steven Jackson mm-hmm. and Matt Barnes, you know, where these guys are in situations where athletes just talking and feeling comfortable and having these conversations. I mean, well, you've been in a locker room before where guys have conversations and then those conversations just turn into screaming matches and you're like, how did we get here so quickly? That was essentially what you had. It was like a wide receivers room with Chad Johnson, Brandon Marshall, and Andre Johnson. And then Brandon Marshall is just the guy who ended up screaming, you know?
Yeah, and then I think it was Andre Johnson. If you go and watch the video online, he's the one who like recognizes even before Brandon Marshall starts screaming that like it's going to get out of control. And he just smiles and leans back. He's like, no, I'm not.
That's what I'm saying. Everyone's been in that situation yeah. before where you're like, all right, well, we're in for it. I just have to hear you out. I mean, I've gotten in that with my siblings so many times. All the time. I can't even tell you.
With your significant other? I know I might not be right, but I'm going to die on this hill. I don't know why I'm dying on this hill. It doesn't seem like a good one to die on, but I'm going to do it.
I am dug in now, and I'm going to get loud, and I'm going to keep being loud until you just get tired and admit that you're tired of listening to me be right or wrong. It doesn't matter at this point.
Yeah. My other favorite part of the highlights, I didn't watch the whole video of the conversation, but at one point when Ocho, Andre Johnson, and Brandon Marshall were talking, Brandon Marshall said, you know, me and Andre Johnson, we're the same receiver. And Andre Johnson's like, what? No, we're not. Not even close, oh, man.
Like I said, trying to find his footing.
Hey, good news for the Blazers? Here's Will.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Blazers Jazz tonight. You ready for it? 7 o'clock.
Me personally?
Yes.
Yes.
This is going to be a fun one. Portland has the opportunity to finally get a win over a team with a better than 500 record in the Western Conference. First time in quite some time, as they are 1-7 against teams ahead of them in the standings, and the Jazz are the top team in the West. They are coming off of two straight losses and an overtime game where they were run ragged against the Suns just last night on the road. So they have a road home back-to-back, the Jazz do, against Portland, who's been resting for a day.
And Donovan Mitchell put up 41 points, 8 rebounds. Rudy Gobert had 18 rebounds, 16 points. Casual little double-double for him.
Yeah, super cash.
So, I mean, you got Bogdanovich. He played 40 minutes. Gobert played 37. Mitchell, 41. Conley, 35. I mean, you've got guys who played some heavy minutes last night for the Jazz. So this is one of those situations where you're Portland. If you're Portland, again, you have to take advantage of games like these, because we saw against the Bucks and we saw in the game on Tuesday, just not great when you're evenly matched against these teams.
There is an element where I go, it would be awesome if they won. It would be great if they won. And then you get that little bit of hope because they got five games in a row after that where it's like bang, 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 winnable games, mm-hmm. right? And you go, do I want that false hope? because when they, you mentioned this earlier, when they went on that four game road trip and they won, and they won all four, first time since 2013.
November of 2013.
It was the first time they'd done it since then, and you go, well, their defense still wasn't good.
Right.
And their defense probably won't be great tonight because this is just who they are. And I like, we have no update to Nurk yet, except for he called Dame Dad in Bosnian on Twitter.
It's their nickname for each other.
They call each other Daddy?
Well, they call it Babbo.
Babbo.
Babbo. Mm-hmm.
Can I start doing that around the office, call you Daddy Dusty?
No. I'm going to put the ixnay on that.
Babbo Dusty?
Actually, I'll say, yeah, you can call me Daddy. Yeah.
No.
No?
Ixnay.
Either that, or I should start calling Boss Babbo, but not tell him the meeting.
Yeah, do that. Yeah. Call. You should call our boss Babbo.
Just a little pet name
and
I got for you.
This is Will's last show.
Oh, no. He's done way worse things. Right, Will?
No.
No. Reality is defense bad, with Nurk even more bad. And I don't know if it's going to be there. What?
I don't know if it's even more bad.
Without Nurk?
Oh, you flipped that, I thought.
Oh, I said
or
with
I
Nurk?
Or I heard it wrong.
Without Nurk, even worse.
Yes.
I mean, it is horrific. And we know that.
Here's the thing. And we here's, know this. I'm not, this is not me like giving anybody a pass.
But go get a win.
This is not me doing anything of the sort. I'm just pulling some stats to tell you, to maybe help explain why Portland has been so unwilling to move off of this team. Okay. So in the offseason, what do? Get Robert Covington and Derek Jones Jr.
Yep.
Two very notable defenders in the NBA. Two guys who are known for their effort, for their energy on the defensive end. They were expecting to have a fully healthy team, but with essentially 2 to 3 new starters, right? So chemistry, a real thing at the beginning of the season. Mm-hmm. Really does take some time, especially with the shortened training camp, especially with the lack of practices between games because the games are so close together. In that time, they had the 25th best defensive rating in the league. Is that good? Absolutely not.
No.
It's not even close to good.
Not at all.
That said, had Nurk not gotten hurt, would the trajectory have been upward? Would they
it
have
It was the last few
more?
Games before he did get hurt.
Yes.
They were getting better in a very small sample size. Yeah.
So would that trajectory have continued? And that question alone has been enough for the Blazers brass, for Terry Stotts, for Neil Olshey to say, we're not done yet. We're not breaking up the band yet. I'm not saying you have to like that, but I'm telling you these are part of the reasons that we didn't see many moves at the trade deadline, that we didn't see many moves in the buyout market, because they believe that when Nurk comes back and is healthy, this team can trend better defensively, and you don't have to be a top 10 team in the NBA, a top 10 defensive team in the NBA to win a title. You have to be top 15, but you don't have to be top 10.
I think that where the Blazers fan base kind of sits right now, though, is that this has been a story over several years.
Absolutely.
And that is where frustration has mounted. It's gotten to the point where fans are just like, we're sick of going through rinse and repeat. New faces. I mean, because how many times, and you saw this the other night when they were playing the Clippers, is how many people have they tried to replace Nick Batum with? It's been a lot. It's been a laundry list.
Yep.
And that is where you go, all right, a Blazer fan, I see the frustration.
I get it. I 1,000% get it.
Because we go through this same conversation of, well, where would the trajectory have been if, just insert new names here, if Nurk wouldn't have gotten hurt, if,
Zach.
You know, right. If
Zach hadn't gotten hurt again.
Well, yeah, if Al Farouq Aminu or, you know, I mean, any guy that has been in this lineup, you sit there and you go, okay, it's just another year of the what if game. And when you see teams like Phoenix and Utah push through and turn it around and get better, that's where frustration is.
Yep.
That's where a lot of frustration has been. So tonight, though, they do have a shot at a win. I mean, I wouldn't be shocked if they went out and they after what happened in the embarrassing nature of the Clipper game, the fact that Utah played in OT in Phoenix just last night, go get them.
Take advantage of the ones you have. And CJ McCollum always harps on, these aren't the games that matter. They're the ones that happen in May and June. Well, I'm not saying that these games give you confidence for what's going to happen in May and June, but you can set yourself up a whole lot better for May and June if you win some of these games right now.
503-250-1080, that be the fan text line. More good news out of the Pac-12. AJ and Dusty on the fan. All right, Blazers tonight, 7 in Utah. That going to be one heck of a ball game on NBC Sports Northwest. We've got the Masters going on right now.
How's the leaderboard?
Leaderboard is good. It's looking...
Is it a strong leaderboard?
It is a strong leaderboard. You've got Justin Rose, 6 under. He's tearing up the course right now. Very strong. I looked at, and I'm looking up, because you don't have very many guys going low. Right now, there's currently only 2 guys in the clubhouse under 70. And then Justin Rose, he's 6 under through 16 holes. But we could have 3 guys in the 60s in the first round. And that, my friends, that would be the first time since 2017 where they only had 2. Like, course is playing really tough. Last year's easy, scores went really low. And this year, it is not the case at all. Not very many guys are going to be shooting under 70 today. So keep an eye on that. Course playing hard. I heard guys are saying that there's brown spots on the course and that they don't know whether it's going to be soft or it's going to just hit and roll.
Ooh.
Suk is literally taking his shirt off behind you.
I'm going to not look. I'm going to stare at the beautiful river.
I can deal with a lot with that man back there, but that got me. He tested my professionalism there.
And you didn't pass.
No, I failed miserably.
Failed it miserably. Okay, so to get us back on the rails.
Nope.
Long story short, Mick Cronin, 2-year extension with UCLA.
That's huge.
Through the 26-27 season.
So look at this. What you had in the Elite Eight, SC. Yes. Andy Enfield's under contract through 2023.
Okay.
You have Wayne Tinkle, who just signed a contract extension to 2026-2027.
Mm-hmm.
And now Mick Cronin has done that. Dana Altman was already under contract with Oregon through the 2026 season. You're looking at the 4 teams that have kind of carried the water for the Pac-12. They've got their guys. That's huge for this conference.
It's great for the Pac-12, for continuity, for recruiting, for national attention. Dare I say, well done, Pac-12. Well done, individual member schools of the Pac-12.
You dare. And this is like, look, we make the joke, but it's true. The Pac-12, since Larry Scott has said he's stepping down, is in such a better place than it was when he was in control. A lot of it has nothing to do with Larry Scott, but it's true. That's where we're at.
All right. Is it safe for me to turn around?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, that's Rob. Rob's
hey,
there.
Hey, guys.
How are you?
Done yet?
Yep, we're done. Isaac Rop is wearing his Master's hat. He will have 4 hours of Master coverage for you from 3 to 7 p.m.
Only the Masters. That's all they're going to talk about.
Look, if he had his way, that's exactly what it would be. And I hope he does have his way. Don't thumbs down me, Mike Lynch. No. Suk may or may not have his shirt on for the first segment of the next show.
Coming
back tomorrow?
I'm not. I thought about it.
Totally
not anymore.
Totally unrelated.
Nope. Directly related. Directly related.
All right. Up next is Prime Time with Isaac and Suk. Have a great Thursday. See you Friday right here on The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.